Hi, this is The Greatest Story Ever Played. I'm Dan, and today I'm going to be talking about Dr. Trolley's Problem. Before we get into the game, I have one fast announcement, which is we have a listener survey that is going on right now. There are links in the notes. I posted it on Twitter. You can go to our website, thegreateststoryeverplayed.com, and there will be a link on there that says listener survey, any of those things. That's where you can get it. What this listener survey is it's running through the end of January. I'm going to close it on February 1st. And this survey will really allow us to plan 2021. What kind of games you might want to see, guests, solo episodes like this, you know, whatever, that sort of stuff. So if you have an opinion on that, we'd love to hear it. It would be very helpful in planning the rest of the year. And the, kind of stuff we want to hit up and all that. So if you could take that, take some time to do that, we'd really appreciate it. It is 10 questions. Most of them are multiple choice. You can skip questions if you want, all that stuff. All in all, yeah, if you do listen to this podcast and you want to share some thoughts to us, we'd very much so appreciate it. Okay, cool. Now on to Dr. Trolley's Problem. A description for this game is, Dr. Trolley's Problem brings the classic philosophical quandaries of the trolley problem to life and asks you to make life or death decisions on the fly. Explore your moral fiber in ways you never imagined or asked for. So, a little production background on this game is it was developed by Wario Creative, and as far as I can tell, this is their first game that they've developed. It looks like on their website they've developed several escape room type games, you know, where you have to solve a riddle or whatever in an hour, locked in a room kind of thing. So it looks like they've done several of those, but this is their first time jumping into an actual video game, so that's kind of cool. And also, this was a part of the itch.io racial justice and equality bundle that came out last year that we've dipped into, or I've dipped into, I guess, from time to time over the show, pulling out games that were part of that were good, so, or fun. So if you have that bundle, you have this there, I recommend checking it out. Yeah, I guess with that, we will get into the recap. So, of course, this game is the trolley problem and many variations of it. That is how it goes. And in the game, you can choose to act or not act. Will you pull the lever to change the course of the train, or will you let the train go where it was going to go? And when you see people get hit, you see a little ghost float up, which I thought was kind of fun. And so in the beginning, you start out with pretty basic intro to the trolley problem. First up is you have the train going towards a person, but you can change the track to make it hit the miss the person. So you do that, shows you how to do it. Then you've got the train heading towards a woman, or you can change the track to make it hit a man. Then you have the train going towards a man, or you could change the track and have it hit a woman instead. Kind of just introducing you to the concept. Then they start working in a couple details. The train is heading towards three workers, or you can change the track to make it hit one worker. Then they double up on the quantity. You can either let the train hit five workers, or you can allow it to, or you can change it to have it hit one worker. Then you've got the option of bystanders or workers, same number of each. I think it was three and three. Then it reverses. It is going towards three workers. Do you change it to hit three bystanders instead? And then lastly, they introduce age versus looks. So it's heading towards a young, beautiful person. Do you change it and instead have it hit a elderly person instead? And so this first little section just introduces you to the, concept of the game. What do you do or don't do? For these, I ended up just letting it go wherever it was going to go first. That's how I played it, so I didn't change the track for, I think, any of them. Wherever the train was going to hit, I just let it go. Then, next one you have is a train is going down the tracks, and it is going to hit some workers on the track. However, you can move a truck in front of the train to stop it. So, I did that. I let the truck get hit instead. And then it does a similar one. There is a group of workers down the track, but you can push one person off of a bridge and he will stop the train. And I, on this one, I chose to let it just hit the workers. I didn't want to push the person personally. Then they start to add in new elements of different backgrounds, I guess, so to speak. So the train is heading towards nothing, but you can change the track to make it hit your high school bully. I chose to do nothing here. I didn't want to hit anyone. Then you've got it just going towards generic guy number one, or you can change the track to have it hit a drug addict. Then you can do the train is heading towards a drug addict, or you can change the track and just have it hit random guy number two. For both of those, I let it go where it was going to go. Then you have one where you can either choose to torture a terrorist, or you let a train go into a station that's going to explode. And then the next one is the same question. You torture the terrorist, or you let the train explode at the train station that the terrorist has rigged. Except this time, you can see the torture happening. So they pull up an icon of your guy like beating up the terrorist. For this one, I ended up torturing the terrorist. And I don't know that I feel this way in real life. That the torture is wrong always. And they point out that torture is illegal, too. But in the game, I was like, okay, well, this person's like committing an act of violence towards other people. So if hurting them or killing them would save other people, that seems acceptable. So that was what I went with there. Then you have your train. Then they just add kind of more variables. You have a train heading towards a cheerleader, or you can change it and have it hit the firefighter instead. You can have it go towards a nerd. It's going towards a nerd, or you can change it and have it hit a jock instead. Then there is, it is going towards a clown, or you can change the track and it won't hit anyone. Then there is a thief, like a criminal who breaks into people's houses. It's going towards him, or you can change it to have it hit a shady businessman who's like cheated a bunch of people out of money. And then the last one is it's going towards people that love you, or you can change it and have it hit people that you love. For these, I again followed the similar pattern to earlier. I let it hit the people it was going to hit. Then they introduced this one where it's like a circle toy, like at playgrounds. I don't know what they're called, which is dumb, but it spins around and you can have multiple people on it, and it's just like a carousel, essentially. A carousel's there, and every other person, one's an old person, one's a young person, and you choose when the carousel stops, so who it hits. For this one, I didn't do anything. I just let it run and ended up hitting one of each. was the timing, so that's what happened there. Then it is going towards a computer, or you can reroute it and have it hit a person instead. For this one, I let it hit the computer. Then there's the next one is the train is heading towards a crowd of people, and then or you can change it and it will hit a guy who has a grenade launcher who's going to shoot those people. So that one I changed it and hit the guy with the grenade launcher, so we couldn't kill those people. My thought was sort of similar to the terrorist question before, which was there's a person who's actively going to harm other people, so I feel okay intervening and hurting that person. Then, from here, they continue to kind of make things more complex. So what they do on this one is the fat man on top of a bridge who you'd push in front of the train from earlier. Now he has a name. His name's Pierre. So you can either push Pierre off the bridge to stop the train, or you can let it hit the workers. That one, I just let it go. I didn't push him when he didn't have a name, and I didn't push him once he had a name. Then the next one was, there was a person, this one I didn't understand, so I didn't choose anything, but there was an infected person who has like the plague, and then there was a contagious person, and you're supposed to choose which one you would hit with the train. I didn't understand it, so I think I just let whatever happened happen. But I guess if I had to choose, I would choose hitting the infected person, the person who actually has the plague, so that he can't give other people the plague, I think. Then you have it going towards a punk, or you can change the track and have it hit a policeman. And then the next one is, you have the shady businessman from before. It's going towards him, or you can change the track and have it hit the thief. With each of those, I had the train go where it was going to go. The next one, now they're really ramping up complex situations. So you've got a veil. So it's like kind of a cloud over each side of the train track. And it says, who are you going to have it hit? There's two people on each side. So for that one, I just let... I just let it go where it was going to go. I didn't know who the people were on either one, so I didn't intervene. The next one is, do you want to avoid the trolley problem altogether? You can. You just have to push Pierre off the bridge to stop the train. So there's the train. It's coming. Pierre's on a bridge. You can push him off into it. But then there's a split where there's a trolley problem with like 3-in-1 people or something. So as I've done before, I just didn't do anything. The next one is, it is going towards a computer that's being used to keep a person alive versus another person on the track. You can choose to change it to just have it hit the person. Again, following the logic I've been using, I just let it hit the computer since that's where it was going. The next one is, you have to roll a 6 to keep a person alive. My first roll, it didn't go, and then I just sat there and was like, is it over? But then I realized I could keep rolling, so I kept rolling, and I ultimately did save them. Then there's one where it's going towards a crowd of people, or you can change the track to have it hit what is special cargo. I changed the track, and it hits the special cargo, and then I find out that the special cargo is food for a village that they need to survive. Like, they won't survive 3 months or something without the food. So, I don't know. I chose it to hit the special cargo. I think that's probably the right call. But, because they have a chance after that versus the people who get hit by the train are just dead. But, I didn't know what the special cargo was until after I made the choice. I think I just was like, oh, I don't know, it's Rolexes or something. Who cares? Your next one is, you've got Schrodinger's cat, and the train will hit that, or you can move it to have it hit a man. I let it hit Schrodinger's cat. Then you have it go towards nature. The track is heading towards nature, or you can have it change to hit people. I let it hit the trees. Then you have it going towards nothing, or you can change the track to have it hit a person. I let it hit nothing. Then there is one where it's heading towards the original person, or on the other side there's multiple clones of that person. I ended up changing the track and having it hit the multiple clones. I thought that, the original's probably most human. So that was my judgment. Then you have it going towards multiple workers, or you can change the track and have it hit the worker. I let it hit the multiple workers, again, just letting the train go where it was. The next one was more complex, and I didn't quite understand it, so I think most of the people died, but there's a truck, there's the train track, but then there's also a truck coming, and basically you can let the truck get hit by the train to save a couple people, but the truck has to run a person over in the process. I didn't do anything, so I think everyone got hit. So my general pattern of not doing stuff certainly was bad here. Then you've got the track going towards your mom, or you can change the track and have it hit your dad instead. I let it stay and hit my mom, again, following the pattern of not doing stuff. Then it's going towards a great individual, or you can trade. You can change the track and have it hit a bunch of people. I let it hit the individual. Then you have the train heading towards a conservative, or you can change the track and have it hit a liberal. I let it hit the conservative. Then they have you, one side of the track is three people that you can see, or you can change the track and it'll be veiled. There's a cloud over it, but it's also over three people. I let the, again, following the pattern, I let it stay and just hit the person, the people that I could see. Then the last question was, the trolley now has people in it. There's three people in the train car and it will hit a brick wall, or you can change the track and you'll run over three people with the train. And I chose to let the trolley just hit the wall with three people, since that's, again, where it was going to go. So that's the basic rundown of the scenarios you get. But then they did have sort of advanced sections that I ended up not doing, but one is 2020 related questions. So I imagine that's kind of wild and probably worth going back for. So I may do that in the future. And then there was another section of like advanced trolley questions. So it was like, would you lie on a dating profile? Would you do this? Would you do that? There are a couple things like that. So I think maybe for those sets of questions, they didn't use the trolley problem for it, but had you kind of used the trolley mechanism to decide your either ors. So that is my experience with the game. From here, I will move into some general thoughts. As you saw, I typically chose to do nothing rather than act. And I think there's good and bad in that, for sure. You know, allowing bad to happen isn't good. Like, that doesn't make you a good person. Just because you didn't commit bad things doesn't make you good for not doing them or whatever. So I think that's very true is the thing. But I think that the kind of thought process I had in this is, if a bad thing was going to happen anyway and I allowed it to, that seemed better than altering the bad thing so a different bad thing happened but I was an active part of it. So that was sort of, I think, the thought process I had in there. And then I think my other thought in this was that all people are like valuable, and so like choosing one or over the other for any of the variety of reasons they gave me didn't seem good. So like choosing to save a bystander over a worker, or vice versa, or choosing to save a man over a woman, or vice versa, or an old person, or a young person, or, you know, whatever. My kind of thought was, well, they're all people, they all matter. I don't think that probably choosing one over the other seems fair. So I think that kind of went into my inaction for a lot of it as well. I don't know, they're all valuable, I guess. Now, I do think that something that would probably change this and make me contradict myself a lot is if there was the real life of it, right? So someone I actually know, you know, not just in a game at saying my mom or my dad, you know, but like if it was my actual mom or a random person or something like that, I imagine that would actually change it. Or in, you know, a video game or a movie or something like that, and there's a character who you really enjoy and you could make a trolley problem choice there, again, I'd probably be more inclined to choose the character I know. So I know that contradicts what I just did here. But I guess that's probably how models go. Models work, but then models are maybe helpful, but then when you're in practice in the situation, do you still follow them? I don't know. And I guess that's the whole point of these, right? The quandary is that, is there a right answer or not? Maybe. I don't know. So that was sort of my general disposition. Something that was interesting in the game is they gave you stats after each round. So it would be like, you know, 30% of it let the hit the woman, 70% change the track so it hit the man. Or 50% of people, or, you know, 70% of people let it hit the elderly people, 30% changed it to the young person, or, you know, whatever. But what was interesting was it was clear people knew they were playing a game. And so your stats were very lopsided. You had a lot where it would go towards a certain person or not, like people having it hit the drug addict at much higher percentages than letting it hit the just generic guy number two or whatever. So that was kind of interesting. I feel like those results must have been because people knew they were playing a simulation. Versus, I was thinking about like a Telltale game, right? In those, their stats, when the choices are good, are pretty split. They're pretty 50-50. People have a hard time choosing them. Versus here, people didn't seem to since they were so lopsided, would be sort of my guess. Or also, in Telltale Games, something I read was that, generally speaking, people want to be good. They want to do good things. And so this was interesting, because I felt like, I don't know if this was still trying to be good or not. I don't know. But it seemed like people would want to be bad, so it was like, oh, this person I think is doing bad, so let's hit him with a train. So, I don't know. It's interesting, for sure, nonetheless. And then, I guess, kind of all in all, lastly, on the game, is I thought this was a fun idea. And a cool way to illustrate the trolley problem. I think that this would probably be pretty useful for education. I feel like if you like did this in your high school or college classroom, and you went through the trolley problem in your like intro to philosophy class, I think that this could actually be a pretty useful tool. You could just, you know, put it on your projector or on your PowerPoint. You could have it up, and then you could just ask people to vote. You know, okay, who thinks we should do this? All right, who thinks we should do that? And then have the classroom like just decide each result that way. I feel like that could be an interesting way to engage with the trolley problem in like a teaching method. I thought that was kind of cool. And I know in college for me, I had some classes where they'd have like a quiz that would be up there, and you'd have like a remote of sorts, and then you'd put in, do you think it's A, B, C, or D, or whatever, and then the PowerPoint would show like the, okay, you know, 80% of people think it's this, blah, 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 this is the right answer, or something. So I think you could probably make something like that work with this game, and it would be interesting to see what would happen there. So I like the idea. I think it's cool. And yeah, I thought that was cool. Okay, that's all I've got to say about this game. So if you have thoughts, I'd love to hear them. Yeah, hit me up. Also, if you've got games from the itch.io bundle that you think I should check out, I would love to hear about it. I've enjoyed kind of picking through it as I go, and yeah, enjoying that. So if you got suggestions, I'm very open to them. And yeah, that is the episode. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do that on Twitter at StoryEverPod. Our website is thegreateststoryeverplayed.com. That's got a backlog of all of our episodes. There's also a blog post on there with links to all of the games that were included in the itch.io bundle that have been played on the podcast so far. So I think we've done around 10 of them. So if you are interested in other games from there, you can check it out there for sure. Our Patreon is patreon.com/thegreateststoryeverplayed. And for as little as $1 per month, that will get you access to a monthly bonus episode. They're topical in nature, so we've done things like talked about our favorite Pokemon, we ranked the Life is Strange episodes, different stuff like that, talked about Mandalorian Season 1 for an episode, so some of it's in video games, some of it's outside of it, and if you'd like to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Podchaser, wherever, that would be really helpful just to get the show in front of more people. We really enjoy getting to share games with people, and it'd be cool to get to share them with more and enjoy that more together. So if you'd like to do that, we'd super appreciate it. And yeah, have a good one.